We believe in one God, God the Father, the
Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, sits at the right hand of his Father, he is coming again, his glorious judge, living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets,
one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen. O Lamb of God, who bears the sins of the world, we ask you, Lord, hear us and mercy upon us and forgive us our sins. Amen.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Ya Rabbi, Lord, have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie
Sabbath, heaven and earth are full of your glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God, the Father, the Pentocrator, O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, O Lord, God of hosts, be with us, for we have no helper in our hardship and tribulation but you. Absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgression, those which you have committed willingly and those which you commit unwillingly, those which you have committed knowingly and those which you committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Word to pray to you, thank for your
Father. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, or forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, no, I want to remember, O Lord, those who brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all heavenly
realms. For this holy and precious
is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us, O Lord, strengthen our way. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Alleluia.
Logitos Kyrios, O Theos, Estos, Eunas, Amin. Niet nos tiro, es mo, epchois, maro, es mo, and of engenila, os tiro. Japef naita, groeri, egon. O timith me, and epchois, shopshan, amin. Alleluia.
Ich bin ein Mensch,
تنهرين نفر شفي ممرة شايس فنوتي
بروسف اكساستي
كيليا
قد دفنت كراتر لفادر بان لات قد انسي في عجيسوس كريس وي ثانك يو فور افري كونديشن كونسرنينج افري كونديشن اند افري كونديشن For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, you spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints. For that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord have mercy.
And entreat your goodness all over mankind. Grant us to conclude this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All envy of temptation of the wick of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men on the rising up of enemies. Hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from this whole blessed table, and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy. Servants, ministers of this day, the deacons, the clergy, and all the people, and my weakness be absolved from the mouth of the all holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and from the mouth of the 12 apostles, and from the mouth of the beholder of God, the evangelist St. Mark, the holy apostle and martyr, the patriarch St. Severus, our teacher, the discourse, St. Athanas the Apostolic, St. Peter, the holy martyr, and archpriest, St. John Chrysostom, St. Cyril, St. Basil, and St. Gregory, and from the masses of the 316 at Assembly at Nicaea, and the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus, and from the mouth of our honored father, the archpriest of Ava Tawadrud II, and from the mouth of his partner in the apostolic ministry, our honored father, the Bishop Ambabulus, and from my own mouth, being the least, for blessed and full of glory is your holy name, O Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, now and at all times and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. Father, Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to Timothy. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself. Now godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of men of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time, he who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and the idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle of our teacher, St. James, my beloved. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not to do, to him it is sin. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are mothed. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out. And the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the just. He does not resist you. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and later rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God remains forever. Amen.
Yeah. reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May the blessings be with us all. Amen. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they are doing." Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John, called Mark. But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Then he came to Derbe and Lystra. And behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and the elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, and mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, O God, amen. Today, the 23rd day of the month of Ba'una, of Baba. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, Saint Dionysius, Bishop of Corinth in Greece, was martyred during the days of Diocletian and Maximianus, 284 until 312 Anno Domini. He endured many severe tortures for the sake of his faith in the Lord Christ, to whom is the glory, and for refusing to offer incense to the idols. When they saw his perseverance and were weary of torturing him, they cut off his holy head with the sword. Thus he received the crown of the eternal glory, the blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 566 of the martyrs, 849 Anno Domini, and by Joseph I, the 52nd Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was the only child of his parents, who were from the city of Minoph, El Munofia governorate. When his parents departed and he was still young, a certain rich family raised him up. When he grew up, he longed for the monastic life. So he went to the patriarch Pope Marcus II and revealed to him his desire. The Pope rejoiced and sent him to the monastery of St. Macarius in the wilderness of Shehit and became a monk under the guidance of a holy old man. The monk, Eusebius, lived a life of asceticism and piety. Pope Marco II ordained him a priest and served with him in the patriarchate a period of time, then returned to the wilderness. After the departure of Amba Simon II, the 51st patriarch, the bishops and the people asked of God to make known to them whom he chose. The Lord guided them to this father. They sent a delegation to the wilderness to bring him. On their way, they prayed to God, saying, "We beseech thee, O Lord, if thou have chosen this father for this honor, let the sign be that we find his door open upon our arrival." When they arrived, they found his door open, for he was bidding farewell to some visiting monks. When he was about to close his door, He saw them coming, so he received them with joy and welcomed them to himself. When they entered, they seized him and told him, Axios, means worthy. They took him to Alexandria. Why did they seize him? Because most of the people who were chosen to be patriarchs were escaping from this ownership because they were feeling that they are not worthy for this great service and their great ownership. So they seized him, arrested him, and took him by force to Alexandria. They took him to Alexandria, where they placed their hands over him, consecrating him patriarch on the 21st day of Hatur, year 548 of the Martyrs, 831 Anno Domini. He took a great interest for building the churches and teaching the people. However, Satan became envious and brought much sorrow upon him. The bishops of Tanis and Misr, Leia Cairo, had brought many hardships upon their congregations. They appealed to the patriarch for help, and Beyusab asked the two bishops often to be merciful to their flocks, but they would not accept his behests. Then he exerted a great effort to reconcile between them, but it was in vain. The Pope convened a council and excommunicated them. When they were excommunicated, unfortunately, these two bishops went to the governor in Cairo. And as you know, in the year 800, it was after the Islam entered into Egypt. Yeah. So they went to the governor in Cairo and brought false accusations against Abba Yusuf. The governor sent his brother with some soldiers to bring the patriarch to him. When they came to the patriarch, the governor's brother drew his sword to kill him, but the sword thrust aside his hand and the sword struck a pillar and was broken. The prince became furiously angry, so he drew his dagger and drove it with all his might into the side of this father. The dagger did not do any harm to the patriarch other than cutting his apparel. Then the prince realized that the patriarch had divine grace and heavenly protection. So he brought him with respect to his brother and told him about what had happened. The governor also respected and feared him. The governor asked the patriarch about the accusations that were made against him. The patriarch proved to him the falsehoods of these accusations and informed him about the truth of these two complaining bishops. The governor was convinced and honored the patriarch and wrote for him a decree that no one should disobey him in any ordination or removal of any bishops or any other work concerning the church. The Lord wrote many miracles by his hands. He continually preached to the sinners and admonished the disobedient, establishing the people in the Orthodox faith. After having sat on the throne of St. Mark for about 18 years, he departed in peace. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. Glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Kratos Ekparseno Genetis Eleisonimes.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us.
Agios O Theos, Agios Echeros, Agios Asanatos, Anastas ekton nekeron, ke anelson yestos oranos, eleison imen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of the ages. Amen. Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us.
Epiphras of Christos ite.
Irene Phasi.
Et omne mighty.
Jesus Christ, our God, who said to his saintly disciples and honored apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. As for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels, through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also, O our Master, those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you. O Lord, our God, those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of our soul, the salvation of our soul, the hope of our soul, the healing of our soul, and the resurrection of us all.
Fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple, may his blessing be with us. Amen.
voice. O benedictum sotino benuntur in Jesus Christi. Amen fnut et on khpi on af shane. Bi o fa benunt pin shane in shane ken in tiro amen.
Sasi
Psalms of our teacher David the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. So we, your people and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. The fourth Sunday of the second month, Baba. This is the last of the series that the Church presented to us during the month of Baba about the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ on everything. Just a quick reminder that on the first week, we saw our Lord Jesus Christ healing the paralytic man, giving a proof that he is the healer of the bodies and the forgiver of the sins, because he forgave his sins first and then he healed him, ordering him to leave his bed and carry it and go to home. On the second, we saw our Lord Jesus Christ's authority on the nature, resembling the fish. When the disciples weird all night without getting any fish, and on the order, on the request of our Lord Jesus Christ, they put the net lounging in the depth getting a great multitude, a great number of fish. And it was not just a miracle of fishing, but it was a true invitation to the disciples to rely on him and depend on him so long they will be a fisher, not a fisherman, but a hunter of men, or fisher of the people. They will be good servants and disciples to our Lord Jesus Christ. Last week we saw our Lord Jesus Christ healing a man who was mad, blind, and mute, and gave him true life after that, giving us example about the authority of Satan on us, that he attacks our senses, trying to prevent every one of us from being in good relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, opening his mouth, looking and watching the wonders of God, reading the Bible, the spiritual books, praying, praising. And also he takes his mind so as not to think of his future eternal life in heaven. Today is the fourth, as I said, is the fourth subject about the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ on everything. And the last thing that Satan can have over the people is death. And this is the biggest enemy against us. That's why the Bible says the last enemy against man is now stopped by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Some points here today quickly about this great miracle. Before we start, we have to know that our Lord Jesus Christ did not come to arise the bodies from the dead, but mainly to arise us from the death of sin. Not to arise our bodies, but in the first place to arise our spirits and souls, because the bodies will be one day buried in the earth, but our spirits will go, God willing, for all of us to the paradise of joy. So he has come not to arise the people from death of body, but to arise all the mankind from the death of sin. Number one, although the church concentrates on the arising of the spirit and soul, so the church does not ignore the importance of our dogma about the resurrection of bodies one day. And this is the first point. The Lord wanted to prove to us against the heresy that says that we will die, when we die, will not arise again. And up till now, there are like Jehovah's Witnesses, for example, who consider themselves Christian, but they are not. They believe that the bodies will die and that's it, like any other creation, birds, animals. Only the good people may be live eternally with God. But here our Lord Jesus Christ wanted to give us a clarification, bringing a light on the fact that we will never die. We will never die. We just change. We depart for what's certain time this world,
But no one of us dies simply because our creation differs from any other creation. I mean the mankind, Adam and Eve, and all the mankind. We were created souls, bodies, and spirits when the Lord breathed into the face of Adam to giving him living spirit forever. That's why the Lord performed many miracles, and only the gospel mentioned three of them. And this is the second point. Three miracles our Lord Jesus Christ performed of arising the dead people. The first one, the miracle of the daughter of Jairus. The second one is the son of the widow of today. And the third is Lazarus. And actually, these three miracles explain to us the steps of the sins that we commit. For the daughter of Jairus, he arose her in her house, in her bed. This resembles the sin when it is in your mind, buried in your mind. No one sees it, only you feel it. The sin which the church prays for when we say, forgive us our sins, those we have committed by word, by thought, or by act. By thought is resembled by the first miracle, the arising of the daughter of Jairus. So, very important to take care of your thoughts. Don't let your mind dream out in bad stuff. Any idea can come to your mind. There is no harm in that. But the dangerous is when you deal with this thought. If any idea comes to your mind, for example, idea of hatred against anyone who did something against you one day, falsely, or even who insulted you, and then you start to remember this in your mind, and then when you deal with that, it will lead you to hatred feeling against him and takes your inner peace from you and true love to everyone. And what we say about the anger, we say about the impurity, for example. Any bad thought comes to your mind which is impure. When you deal with it, it will be dangerous on you and let you fall in different sins of impurity. The second step was the miracle of today. When the sin becomes appear to the people. So this man, this young man, was carried in the coffin, wooden coffin, and the grave with the taman, of course, his mother, the widow, and the great people, great or large crowd. We're taking him to burial. This resembles the sin which is known to the people. Large crowd. And this is also carries what we call the offensive action. When I do something bad, and the media or the neighbors, my family, my friends see my bad actions, this is an offensive to them. And of course, for me, it's bad. The third, which is more dangerous, when the sin becomes a habit in your life, not just you swear or just you make something knowingly or unknowingly, intentionally or unintentionally, but when the sin becomes a habit in your life, this is Lazarus. Lazarus was buried in the tomb 4 days. It means that the sin has become a habit in my life. I cannot easily get rid of it. Now, this is the most dangerous kind of sins. But the first, the second, and the third, for God is not impossible. He arises all of these. He can forgive your sins by thought, by action, or even by bad habit when you live such a life like that. Another point, I want to put myself back to the view, the scene. In the beginning, he said, our Lord Jesus Christ went to a city called Nain. Many of his disciples went with him and a large crowd. So look to this procession. This procession is coming from this side. Our Lord Jesus Christ, many of his disciples, and a large crowd. From the other side, the dead man in the coffin, his mother, the widow, and a large crowd. And the gospel repeats the same word. There was from this side, large crowd, and from the other side, large crowd, but big difference between both of them. The first large crowd was following the life, because our Lord Jesus Christ said about himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So from this side, coming a large crowd following the life, Jesus Christ, giver of life. And from the other side comes a large crowd, but after a dead man. Ask yourself, which large crowds are you among? Among which one? Among those who follow the life giver, our Lord Jesus Christ, or following a man, dead man, going with him, after him to bury him in the ground? The first one is those who are watching for the life, seeking for the life, following the true life, our Lord Jesus Christ. And the second, simply, who are not only weeping with the dead man, with the widow on her dead man, dead son, but following them, both of them, the widow and her son, to bury her son in the ground. Tikammel Ali. Ask yourself, please, these two processions who were face to face, Jesus Christ here and the dead man here. But thanks to God, Lord has come not to perform miracles at a show to be marveled from the people, but out of compassion needs. He is the giver of life, but he is compassionate. When he saw the widow weeping on her only dead son, he said, do not weep. And then he touched the coffin. And this is the new point. He touched the coffin. He did not touch the man himself. Although he could do that, because most of the coffins at the time were uncovered. Yeah. Now we cover the coffins. But in the past, we have some sects, Bardo, in Egypt also, they don't cover the coffin. Not for the Christians, not for us. I mean the others. So he could have touched the body of the man, but he did not do that. He just touched the wooden coffin. One of the forefathers meditated on that. He said, he touched the wooden coffin because this coffin, which was made of wood, the Lord will be crucified on this wood to give life to the man inside. To be crucified, to take his death to himself, and to give this dead man alive. And this is what happened. He touched the coffin. As soon as he touched the coffin, the young man arose from the dead. And then, of course, as you know, when he did that, the large crowd here and the large crowd here stood. And then he called the young man and he said to him, arise. The resurrection happened. Not when our Lord Jesus Christ asked the young man to arise, but when he touched the coffin. The last question to you today. Does the Lord touch your heart? Does the Lord touch your life? That is the Lord. Is the Lord. Is the one that you feel in your spirit, soul, and body all the time of the day? This is the meaning of touching. There are many things you said, I was touched when this happened. But I say to myself, I am touched with the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday there was a miracle mentioned in Matthew 14, and it was the Vespers Gospel, when the Lord saved Saint Peter. He was walking on the water, and St. Peter asked him to let him walk on the water, and then he was drowning when he doubted, when he found the waves around him. Then he cried out, save me, my master. And then the Lord held with his hand, the hand of Peter, and saved him from drowning in the water. Do you feel that the Lord does that for you every day? How many times does the Lord save you from many tribulations, from many temptations, from many sins, from many bad thoughts, from many bad words, from many bad actions or habits? This is the meaning of touching the Lord to my life, to myself. Please take this dead man as an example to yourself and say, everyone who commits the sin is a slave, and the wage of the sin is death. The wage of this sin is death, but the gift of righteousness is eternal life. The gift of righteousness is given by our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to arise from our dead. We need to repent. We need to change our way. We need to come back to his bosom. We need to return to the right track and to feel that he is in my life. He touches the coffin. He does not let me die forever. Even if I fall in sin, I'm being close to death. He does not permit me. He does not let me out of his compassion, out of his great love. He is ready to forgive my sins. So come to him. Do not delay. Do not hesitate. And do not postpone your repentance whatsoever. The Lord who arose this dead man from the dead is able to arise every one of us from the death of sin and to give us really an eternal life with him on earth and delighting with him in the heavenly Jerusalem forever. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
In the wisdom of God, let us attend. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, chen omith me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages. Light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he stood at the right hand of God. He is coming again, his glory, judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the which entered into the world and through the envy of the devil you have destroyed
by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with heavenly peace, by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God. From all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intending death. And make us also worthy of our master to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation, we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord, our Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards these, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father. Truth.
being before agents and reigning forever. Who dwells on the highest and looks upon the Lordy, who has created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things, seen and unseen, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are near, and whom stand the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend
the cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
And placed us in the paradise of joy when we disobeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpent. We fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us with your holy prophets, and in the last days you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary.
Amen.
and became man and taught us the ways of salvation. He granted us the faith through Monai, through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
Hear, O third day. He ascended into the heavens and sat at the right hand of Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of course, on Ephraim punished him. Met Ephthavis, Ephthishgar, Etifi Elmo, Had on Hempicodumus. Jenev jiget o ebenat anshani o erat solib o wogem makarion o wogem reftan khu. Tefuf en yotefnuti, awefni ven teon neven etaf shepremon.
Amen.
Afens moeros.
Amen.
Afer agezin emuf. Aftifen yetrufen ageus matitis, oen apostolos et oeb, evgo to with all of you, for this is my body which shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true.
Quaerici omfike afot menen sampede epnon afsot fe volken o erpenem uma u etafshepenemot. Afens moero, afenagenzine mof. Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
Every time you shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. Commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into heaven, is sitting at your right hand, O Father.
second coming from the heavens, awesome and full of glory, we offer unto you your oblations from what is yours for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling. We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, Lord, and we worship.
Pai oi kemen in tef ein fin so mein fo avento.
Dinati amin.
Pai avod de onenis no fiftan yod in tenti di enthiki in veri the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Because unworthy you are, Master, to partake of your holiness unto the purification of our souls, our bodies, and our spirits, that we may become one body and spirit, and may have a share and inheritance with all the saints who have pleased you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Pray for the peace of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
Which you have acquired unto yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in foremost. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop, our patron, Pope Avatado II, and his brother and his partner in the apostolic ministry, our beloved, our honored father, the Bishop Ambabuno.
Pray for our Archbishop Pope Abbatodorus II, Pope Patriarch and Archbishop of the great city of Alexandria, and for his partner in the apostolic ministry, our beloved father, the honored Bishop Ambabulus, and for our Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them unto your church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Roman priests and deacons.
Pray for the hegemons, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us. Oh.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember, O Lord,
save to this holy place, which is yours, and every place and every monastery of our Orthodox Father.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of this city of ours, and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have
mercy. Graciously accord, O Lord, the air of the heavens, the fruits of the earth, the water, the rivers, the seas, the herbs, and the plants of the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection and peace without harm. Have compassion upon its creation, which his hands have made, and forgive us. Our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Make them to their measure according to the great, to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its furrows be abundantly watered and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the strangers, and for the sake of our soul, we entreat you and seek your own need. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them the food and food in due season. Fill our hearts with joy and deal with us according to your goodness, so you give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we to have and some functions in everything always may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who have brought
Lord, have mercy.
And this, O Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, that we share in the commemoration of your sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember the sins who have pleased you since the beginning, our only fathers, the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the preachers, the evangelists, the martyrs, the confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous who were consummated in the faith. And who they did, who I met men, to Martinus and Sinivinti, to construct Agia Maria, to live no divinos, can omit me. And the highest one is one of the most of the steam, so on Martyrus, the Mayas, the Divine, the Angelia, can also welcome a prompt to Martyrus. And with the Holy Mons and Evangelists, Marcus, the Amos, Solus, and so on from Martyrus. Then we want the Archies, the one, Savinus, and Mansandius, Corus, and Mayas, the last was Oricus, and Mayas, Betros, and Martyrus, beyond Sheriffs. Then the highest one is one of the most of Mayas, and those of the Mayas, Tonfinus, and Mayas, Demetrius. And the Ayans, Kerilus, and Mayans, Vasirus, and Mayans, and Eurus, Bita, Los, and Mayans, and Eurus, Bita, Matros, and Mayans, and Eurus, Bian Manius. And Visham, the German, the Jmin, and Altodic, and Nikin, and Vish, and Constantinovanians, the Menstans, and Devatus,
Nem venho tava pavli verum tão no mês que em vos mande diz na jovem senhor tem tu amor no meu espaço mons no meu Deus nem vem em sino mandiron na landa sin vigore então avamos nem me honest come be presvite nem venho tava Daniel veio menos também um tão azuros be presvite nos também um tão bafum vadica no nianço dos mande diz Nem veio tava cheiro de manche, mas de dritis, nem mal isso, pef mafitis. Nem veio tava teclei menon, bebrezeteno, sem nenhum tavsh. Nem veio tava Avraham, bebescovo, sem nefilum giz. Nem veio tava Michael, beheri, pef madidis. Nem veio tava querelos, bimansun, manche, diakonos, habib, gergis. And on the choir of your sins, through whose prayers and supplications, have mercy upon us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be
Everyone whose name we have mentioned and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep, are reposed in the faith of Christ. Graciously, O Lord, remember the souls of your servants, Khalid Atallah Mikhail, wa Munira Fathallah Bishara wa Evelin, Abdul Masih Gabriel wa Nagi Masri Filistin, wa Rifat Nagi Masri wa Abdul Masih Gabriel Sharawi, wa Samir Ibrahim Abu Gabel wa Maryam Asad Yusuf, Zaki Tandros Ali Zaklama, graciously, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in a green pasture with the water of rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sins. Lord, whose souls you have taken repose, them in the paradise of joy in the region of the living forever in the heavenly Jerusalem in that place. And we too are sojourners in this place,
keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was and shall be, it is from generation to
your kingdom, that as in this also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed, together with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son and the Holy Spirit, in eternity. Let us give thanks to God the Pentecostal, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mysteries. Sinners, the aforethought salvation and heavenly articulate sacrifice, that is the divine body and the precious blood of your Christ, this that has become for us purification, salvation, grace and forgiveness of sins.
Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
So that with gratefulness we may cry unto you, Holy Father, who are in the heavens, and say, Our Father,
who art
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Jesus in choice
give us him on to care
Irene Pansi remember, O Lord, our congregations, bless them.
Save them, and with your spirit, in the fear of God, let us attend.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
The whole Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit.
Ente Emmanuel Pannuti Fai Pechen Ometh Mi Amin
Amin Tenati
Amin, Amin, Amin. I believe, I believe, I believe and confess to the last brain that this is the life-giving body that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ took from Our Lady, the Lady of us only, Holy Theotok of St. Mary. He made it one with his divinity without mingling the confusion, without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy oath over the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity pardoned not from his humanity for a single moment or twinkling of an eye. Given for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing alleluia. Pray for the worthy community of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries.
Doxa sikire yesoxa.
Yeah. Oh,
Amen. Remember us in the earth. Glory be to God in the
highest.
Amen. Make us worthy to pray to thank thee, our Father who art in heaven.
Now may love God of the God Father and the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.